Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, St. Thomas Trudy and Ashmead is the 2017 National Farm Queen. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
If I can't tell them you off, make sure you go get them down. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tag it and trace it. Prevent disease from spreading, your health is worth defending. Tag it and trace it. You know my thing for I tag them with pride. Help put the code even out the style. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
A new national farm queen is in town. Her name is Trudy Ann Ashmead. She is Jamaica's 54th farm queen. The 25-year-old, who represented the parish of St. Thomas in the 2017 National Farm Queen competition, copped the title out of a field of 12 contestants. Miss Ashmead will represent the agriculture sector as its ambassador for 1 year and therefore must be knowledgeable of the issues affecting the sector. She will be supported by first runner-up Shannon Dawkins from St. Catherine and second runner-up Shanique Shand from Kingston and St. Andrew. Ashmead, Dawkins and Shand all impressed with their contributions to the competition, so much so that they drew compliments from Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
All of them understood that yes, agriculture is a passion, something that we love. All of them understood clearly that agriculture is not a theoretical exercise. It's a practical exercise. You have to get your hands in the soil. All of them said that they help their parents in agriculture. But most important is that all of them said that they made their living by agriculture. It is agriculture that sent them to school or is presently sending them to school. But even more than that, what really got me inspired is all of them understood that agriculture is business.
Miss Ashmead was awarded Best Talent Piece and as part of her prize will receive a scholarship to study at the College of Agriculture, Science and Education Case. She will also participate in a two-week exchange program from Delaware State University and receive a cash prize from title sponsors Nutrimix. The National Farm Queen Competition is an avenue through which the Jamaica Agricultural Society applauds the significant role women play in the development of the sector while also encouraging more women to participate in agriculture. The National Farm Queen Competition is one of the major highlights of the annual three-day Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. The coronation of the Farm Queen is the main entertainment event on the first day of the show. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is reminding members of the public that it is a requirement under law that all meats must be inspected, stamped and passed as fit for human consumption prior to being sold or consumed. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Where dem no want dog, dem no left bone. Translation, where dogs are not invited, bones are not provided. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't go where you are not welcome. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.